The Ramen Noodle is a proud member of the Noodle Mix Network over at noodle.mx and is sponsored by me and my company, D. Joseph Design. Over at, let me give you another website address to check out, djosephdesign.com. That's the website that has my portfolio, and you can see where I design stuff for you because you have a message that deserves to look great. So make your next message look or sound great by hiring me to design or produce it for you. Check out my portfolio, djosephdesign.com. The Ramen Noodle is also brought to you by
The Coffee Pools Company. Have you ever wanted to just splash around in your cup of coffee in the morning to wake up and enjoy it as much as is humanly possible? Well, now there is something that is more humanly possible than ever before. We will fill your swimming pool with coffee. That's right. Call the Coffee Pools Company today.
It's time for the Ramen Noodle. Episode... What? Wait, what? Episode 50?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Dude, what happened to our new theme song?
I don't know. Maybe it just got lost in the shuffle, or it fell into a pool of coffee?
It fell into the truffle shuffle pool of coffee?
Truffle shuffle?
Yeah.
Is that the name of the song? New theme song?
Maybe. Okay. I think what we need to do is we need to make our own kind of music for a theme song.
Okay.
Yeah. And
I agree.
We need your help, listeners, boys and girls and aliens. We want your help to create a new theme song. Now, you don't have to be creative. You don't have to even sound very good singing. Trust us, we don't. Especially Jeremy. There's a reason you hardly ever hear Jeremy sing, because I always mute him when he tries.
You know what?
This is a clean comedy podcast.
I'm just going to drink coffee from the pool.
Okay. You do good with that. So here's what you need to do. If you're interested in being part of the new theme song for the Ramen Noodle, email us feedback@noodle.mx. That's feedback@noodle.mx. And I will send you some audio that you will perform and send back to me. And then I'll piece it together and it will be like awesome. Cricket.
Cricket, cricket. I thought you were going to do something, but
I was kind of waiting for the theme song to stop, and then I realized, oh, wait, there's no music going on.
See, to give the audience some incentive, we are now going to perform an on-the-fly theme song just so that, you know, you'll have some incentive to replace it for us.
Yep. Boom, chicka-da-boom, 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 boom, boom, chicka-da-boom, 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 boom, boom, chicka-da-boom, 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 boom, 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 chicka-da-boom, 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 boom, boom, chicka-da-boom, 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 boom, 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 chicka-da-boom, 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 boom, chicka-da-boom, 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 boom, 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 chicka-da-boom.
So, unless you want to hear that every week.
Oh, they probably do.
You're going to have to help us out with this little theme song project.
So, anyway, welcome back to this episode of The Ramen Noodle. Now, there's a reason why we don't play the old theme song. But before we get into that, no, I'm not going to do a sponsorship. But I want to tell you who we are, in case you haven't learned who we are by now, or in case you're a new subscriber, but it's been a while. So welcome back. I hope you've been enjoying the pre-recorded episodes. I am your lovely host, the Ramen Noodle, also known as Daniel Lewis. Although now...
now your last name has changed.
Yeah, now I'm Mr. Daniel Lewis because I got married. I got my MR degree.
Nice.
And also joining me in the studio is my not-so-lovely co-host. I'm sorry, that's right. You like to be called the lovely co-host. Ligon.
Hi.
Also known as Jeremy.
Yeah, usually known as Jeremy. I was wondering who you were. I had forgotten. And you're sitting over there, and I just was like, oh, this is awkward. I'm not sure who that is at the other microphone.
This is peculiar. Yeah, I'm the normal host of this.
You are not
this show.
Normal.
You're right. I'm the host of this.
Thank you for changing that, lest I have to start making jokes about you being regular.
Boy, a lot has happened. And this isn't going to be the typical kind of show. This is...
when is it ever?
Well, normally we have like all of these segments and stuff. We've got a lot of fun stuff to tell you, our listeners, that have that stuff that has happened within the last few weeks and stuff that's, we think, no, actually now we can say it actually happened because this is an episode recorded truly in real time after the wedding. We're not just pretending it was after the wedding.
That's right.
This is actually literally after the wedding.
No more pre-records.
Yeah. So without further ado, it's time for this. So stuff has happened.
Yeah.
I got married.
Yeah, this sounds a lot like the pre-recorded episode.
True. Except this time I really did get married.
That's true.
As opposed to last time it was like fake got married, fake honeymoon, all of that. This time it's real.
Oh, okay. Anyway.
Now, just something, I want to tell you something recently that happened. This is, has nothing to do with our main stories, but something funny that happened. And I have to pull out my notes to remember all of this that happened. You know that one of my pet peeves are things that happen in the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
Well, I was... in a restroom, I went in one of the stalls and, you know, to take care of business there.
Uh-huh. Yeah. We've got the routine down now.
Okay.
We talk about it a lot.
And I close the door. Of course. I love talking about business.
Business is my life. Wait, never mind.
So while I'm in there, you know, having a leisurely time, I hear the door of the stall next to me open. And then kind of closed. Or yeah, it closed.
And then kind of closed. He was kind of not sure really whether he wanted to be there or not. He was kind of indecisive about where to stay.
Or whether he really wanted the door closed. But no, the door opened and closed next to me. And then I start hearing this noise. This guy is next, not like right visibly next to me, but in the stall.
I think we've all got that idea.
And I start hearing this. You know what it's like to hear sometimes. You hear them like obvious. It's
like, I would like to recommend a good doctor, but rarely, if ever, have I thought I should record a story about this in a podcast.
Someone needs some more fiber in their diet.
Mm-hmm.
And so after he grunts, then I hear him say, "Serious?" And then he goes on, and I'm taking notes on my BlackBerry while he's talking. He says, "This stinks."
Maybe it was an alien and he's never been in a human body before.
Humans are so gross. Well, then he whistles like this, like that. And then, this is bad.
Oh my gosh, I then, really feel as uncomfortable now as you must have felt then.
And then,
seriously,
he finishes up and says, "All right, got that taken care of." And then some other guy like walks into the restroom and they start having a conversation while he's still in the stall, though.
Did they know?
And
each other?
The guy in the stall says, "These toilets are really bad."
Oh,
he was repairing the toilet.
You're not serious.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
He was in there with a wrench and everything trying to fix the toilet. Huh.
Did you know that the entire time?
Yes. Yes, I did.
Okay.
I still thought it was great.
Yeah, it is. I'll forgive you eventually.
Really had to worry, though, when I started hearing clanking falling into the toilet. It's like, no wonder he's having so much trouble.
It's an android in the process of being turned into a human.
Droid.
Right.
Yeah, not a sponsor, but no. I'd love them to be.
Okay.
Jeremy.
if they wanted to sponsor us by giving us phones, I would not turn it down. Yeah.
What is something funny that has happened with you within the last couple weeks or so? Like since the wedding. Nothing before wedding necessarily.
Nothing before the wedding.
Yeah. We'll talk about that later.
I didn't prepare for this exam, Mr. Noodle.
What?
I thought. I'm sorry. No, I'm pulling up my calendar. This is how pathetic I am. I'm like, what did I do in the last 2 weeks?
Well, you know, you could pull up like your Twitter feed.
I haven't been tweeting much lately. This is where you play that gasp and
Bazinga.
No, yeah. Not that.
Oh.
I didn't know you had
okay,
that.
Here we go. Okay.
Wow. What in the...
The bird is the word.
Oh.
So,
oh, well.
Okay, have you remembered something funny that happened, or shall we just...
No, it hasn't been that humorous of a couple of weeks.
Oh, man. I leave and like nothing funny happens in your life.
That's right.
The humor has left from your life. Mm-hmm. I am the humor to your life.
No. I mean, yes. The ramen noodle is humor personified.
Whoa.
That's right.
If humor had a personality,
I can pronounce personified.
I would be it. Maybe. Okay.
Maybe.
Let's continue on because, oh, we have so many stories to share about before the wedding.
No way.
What happened?
Oh, boy. This is going to be good. I can tell.
And thankfully, none of them include you using your female voice. At the wedding.
Because I don't have a female voice, Jeremy.
Well, what did I just hear?
You heard someone else's female voice.
What? All this time? That isn't you.
No. Sorry. It's Dory.
I was unaware.
So, before the wedding, here's what I had to do. We kept our honeymoon details secret. But part of the honeymoon was that we were going to drive from the wedding to the honeymoon. And Jenny already, wife Jenny, no longer fiance Jenny,
that's
wife
right.
Jenny. And by the way, I've got ring on my finger. And so, sorry, ladies, I'm taken. Jeremy's not. You can, you know, follow him on Twitter at PHLEGON. And also, I've got little signs here of being married, as I've got little pipe cleaners hanging from my microphone that are in the shape of a grime.
Yeah,
a groom holding a bride.
Yeah, and he's got his hand through her head. That's kind of special. Well, he's dropping her. She's gonna fall and hurt herself. And now it looks like he's doing a good job carrying her through the air.
And other things too, like the house is now free of dust. So it's
yet your house has never looked better.
You know what else has happened?
What has happened?
Well, consequently to getting married, have to tell this in a clean way.
Oh my.
Jenny had a pillow. I had a pillow.
You had a pillow fight.
When the pillows get together, they kind of reproduced. And so now...
You guys are having a baby?
No.
Already?
No, the pillows had babies.
Wow.
And now the bed is covered with like far more pillows than I would have ever had myself.
Oh.
Another sign of being married.
Oh, I get it. That you just made that way more complicated than it actually was.
We're up to 10.
It's a complicated thing.
Wow.
So,
anyway,
because we were going to drive her car all the way from our wedding in South Carolina back here to the greater Cincinnati area and via our honeymoon, I didn't want to have my car down there also, because then we'd have two cars and we'd have to drive two separate cars, and that's just not all that romantic and such.
See.
So I rode a bus down. And this time I really did mean to be on the bus. I didn't have to knock on the glass and say, let me out, let me out. As I did in that one episode, Another One Rides the Bus. This time it was intentional. And an interesting phenomenon happened.
Oh.
From Cincinnati to South Carolina, The farther away I got from Cincinnati, the less weird the people got. Like, leaving the bus station from Cincinnati, a lot of really weird people.
It was midnight.
Yeah, that too. It was, the bus left at 12:45 in the morning. And then from there to like Knoxville or something. Knoxville to somewhere else and somewhere else to somewhere else. And finally arrived at the destination. But the closer I got, also I discovered, the closer I got to South Carolina, the more the population of clean-cut young people started appearing on the bus. Because we're getting close to Bob Jones, and this was the weekend before college started. So a lot of young people going back to Bob Jones. You could tell because they're all in their clean, proper, Bob Jones attire. And
indeed.
Yeah.
Greenvillian.
Yeah, Greenvillian. Sounds like a bad guy. Greenvillian versus the Bob Jones. Along the way, I am getting great entertainment watching people on the bus and at the bus stations too. You see all sorts of interesting types. Like this one guy.
There was one guy that just kept talking about podcasting and ramen noodles.
So annoying.
I couldn't figure him out, really.
At this one bus station, I forget where we were or when it was in the morning, but this guy was behind me telling me all of these stories about internet dates he'd tried to go on and how he took bus trips to all of them.
Fascinating.
And yeah, like all across the country, these internet dates, and he's taking bus trips to them. And I've just kind of thought, well, where do you live that you can't find anyone? And then he told me where he lived, and it kind of made sense then. But I forget now where it was.
You heard the city, you're just like, oh, yeah, I'm sure there's no one there for you.
Yeah, more like the state, apparently. But he was a weird guy. And there were also people that, like,
he's listening right now,
would walk through the bus station just talking to themselves, that kind of freaky Central Park, New York, after midnight kind of talking to themselves.
Oh, have you experienced that in person, Central Park, after midnight?
Not after midnight, but at night, yes, I've experienced Central Park. Okay, so now let's get up to the actual lead-ins to the wedding.
Okay.
You came down.
I did.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about your trip.
I mean, I did?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And your pre-pre. Yeah, I mean your pre-trip.
My pre-trip. Oh, I have notes, but then I suddenly just remembered a story that
There's
goes
a
with
story.
This. I needed some pants for the wedding. You know, not that I had no pants before that.
He came down and forgot his pants completely.
No.
He couldn't get out of the car.
This was before I left.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I bought some pants, and then I tried them on again, and they just didn't seem to fit quite right. So I went to the store and I tried them on again.
Because they were stretchy.
I didn't try them on again. I tried on the same style and a couple different sizes. And I was like, you know, these are the ones I got are messed up. So I exchanged them. Well, as I'm packing for the wedding, I ended up with not much time, and I was going to get them pressed down when we went for the wedding. Mm-hmm. And so I'm putting them in the suitcase, and I realize the security device is still on them. The thing that you cannot remove yourself without damaging something. And I was like, all right, I don't want to try to convince somebody in another state that I really did just buy these pants.
So, they were black pants, though.
True.
It could have been that you could have pulled off the device and not had to worry about it staining because it already be
black. Well, no, this was like the kind where it's a big, huge plastic thing and there's a hole and it's like it's two parts and yeah. So I take it into the store. I don't remember the alarm going off when I left, but when I went into the store, it went off as I brought the pants in. So that was exciting. That was the beginning of the trip.
And then you tripped and the pants fell on the ground. And then everyone in the store started breaking out in song, singing, pants on the ground, pants on the ground, looking like a fool with your pants on the ground.
That's exactly what happened.
I knew it.
And the alarm provided like a musical.
And then they all spontaneously combusted.
Yes, just like at the end of Songs in Charlie the Unicorn.
Or more like I was thinking Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh. Well, I don't know anything about vampires.
So, continue.
So, then, now I'm traveling with a friend, one of the other groomsmen.
Mm-hmm.
And
who we'll call, let's call him Joel.
Okay, we'll call him Joel. That's a good name for him. My car's been fine, mechanically. I wanted to get it checked out, didn't really have time or money before the trip. We start going down the road, and as soon as the speed limit goes up to 70, just little hills, my car starts chugging. I was like, I was freaking out a little bit at first. I couldn't totally express my concern, because as it turns out, my car mate was not on vacation. So he was in the passenger seat.
I know it's something you don't know. I am on vacation.
Pretty much. Somehow I had missed this. This was the condition of he had been away.
Wait,
from
did
work
you say he was in a car seat?
Yes. No, he was in the passenger seat of my car.
Okay.
With his laptop open. And it took me a little while to figure out that he was actually online. I had thought he didn't have an air card type thing, but he did. So he was online and he was in a conference call. So that was interesting. I do not recommend texting and driving, and I basically never do, but I could not resist the urge to get on the IM app on my iPhone and IM him because he was in a conference call and I didn't want to interrupt. So I did. I IM'd him when it was getting close to lunch.
Traveling with Jeremy, now with Wi-Fi.
So my car was interesting, slowed us down a little bit. The reason it's kind of funny now is because it didn't do it on the way back, going through the mountains and everything. I used some fuel injector cleaner, maybe that helped, but yeah. So my car was actually a mobile office. But that worked out well because Apple had an announcement event.
Oh, yeah.
On the day that we were traveling, announcing new iPods and whatnot. And we got to listen to it live in the car until we started going through the mountains. And then it started going, bit. And the applause did it too. It was pretty amazing. But we kept listening to it.
That's when you should ask everyone in the car to put their laptops on the ground so that you can have dedicated Wi-Fi.
That's right. And actually surrounding cars. I should have put signs in the windows saying, everyone, stop using your laptops and your cell phones. Seriously, put them on the floor of the car. No, out the window, on the ground. We want to hear this event, even though we're hurtling down the interstate through the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite a geeky, happy moment.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Geek achievement unlocked.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've wanted that badge for a while.
Now, you were my, not now, but back then, you were my best man. You're not my best man anymore.
Well, fine.
You're never going to be my
best. You're not my groom. Wait.
You're never going to be my best man ever again.
Okay.
Yeah. I left it up to you to plan like a bachelor party or something. Not like a full-fledged party like most people. I just wanted something.
A big old hangout.
Yeah. Yeah,
yes.
A hangout. And
as it turns out, we were in a town where everything closes by 9 p.m.
Yeah. Everything started closing, kept closing on us everywhere we went.
Including the coffee shop with the word midnight in the name, which, as it turns out, is not open until midnight any day of the week.
One day. they're open until midnight, but they close at midnight.
Okay. It's a very nice coffee shop, but they were closed at 10. So we went where every self-respecting person goes on a night when they need to hang out.
Walmart. But hold on, we got to back up. You're skipping something important here.
Oops. Oh, we're telling that story now.
Yes. Yes. We're driving.
It's too soon.
Jeremy is Jeremy is driving.
I need a swig of coffee.
And he's taking Joel and me to
glad you remembered what we were calling him.
Yeah. To this bachelor party. Or whatever you had planned. And I didn't know what you had planned. I was a little concerned because I remember what Joel had done to his brother, his bachelor party. And that was that Joel had made his brother like walk around Walmart wearing women's underwear outside of his clothing.
Oh, that's right.
And I was freaked out that you guys were maybe planning something like that or something crazy. So as we're driving along this one road, we pass by something and I smell like fish or onions or garlic.
Well, we were coming around a corner by a lake.
Yeah. So it was probably like smelled like fish or something.
It smelled like lake plant life to me. I like that smell.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we drove through it and then we start going up this hill. And I was about to give you directions to say, turn. And then you suddenly pulled over. And I'm thinking, no, don't turn here. You turn up there. And I'm like, Jeremy, what are you doing? No, turn. Mm-hmm. And what happened then after that?
Well, I had seen a cop had someone pulled over. And so I was looking for a speed limit sign. And I saw one. And it said 35. And so I went to slow down. And I looked in my rearview mirror. And I was already being pulled over.
Too late.
They changed the speed limit about every half mile there. So I was a little confused.
And interestingly, you can't roll down your driver's side window.
This is correct.
So he got out of the car. The police officer had to tase him and drag him off.
Honestly, I just kind of wanted to get tased. Right. So, yes. No, I rolled down the driver's side backseat window.
Yeah, and the guy
and turned around to talk to him.
The guy all like hustles up,
swaggers
all
manly
like and southern like.
All manly like.
Well, whatever. Southern like. And not necessarily that there's a difference. I'm not saying that like.
They're about to. The ramen noodle and wife Jenny are about to have a marital spat. Yeah, over.
Wife Jenny is in the studio audience, by the way, helping to keep the monkeys at bay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's keeping the monkeys quiet. But this guy like hustles up or something, and he's got this southern accent, and I could almost imagine him with tobacco in his mouth or something. He's like spits it out before he comes over and talks to us. And he starts getting on you for going too fast. And he's like, someone died earlier today.
I know.
And it's all your fault.
Yes, that's exactly what he said.
And he asks us if we're college students.
Mm-hmm.
And
as I'm turned around awkwardly looking at him through the back window.
And where'd it go from there?
As he gets ready to go back to the car, he says, and I've got another question for you. Which one of you has been smoking dope?
Yeah, and when he said that, I thought it was like a sarcastic question because you'd said something about you never saw a speed limit sign.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought it was kind of a southern way of saying, what have you been smoking?
Which I did not take it that way at all.
I almost thought in my mind to make some joke back.
I'm kind of glad you didn't.
Very good thing I didn't. And he said that something smelled like pot.
He said, he's going, I can smell it in your car. I'm like, well, I don't know what it smells like. So if you're smelling it, this is not what I said. I was kind of thinking, at least later, I'm like, well, you're the one who smelled it. Maybe, you know, he who smelt it dealt it. I don't know.
Maybe you cut the cheese back there, officer.
I was a bit indignant at that point.
Yeah.
And he said that he gave this little speech and said, I'm going to have to call the canine unit.
Oh, that's right. He's
And he told us, now I want to let you know, if I find any on you, on any of you guys, that you're going to instantly go to jail. Now, if we find any in the car, you're going to get a ticket.
I guess that was him trying to be nice because he was so convinced we had dope.
Yeah, and he wanted to be nice to us.
Yeah,
obviously.
He wanted us to get it off of us so we didn't go to jail, I guess. I don't know.
Because he did even say during this conversation, before the dope, I think, thing, he when talking about the speed limit, he was like, well, this is how we do it down here in this town.
I think that was when he was getting ready to say what the penalties were for. But yeah, that was kind of funny. I was like, what are you leading up to here with this? This is how we do it here.
So then he walks away. And what went through my mind next is, well, for a few things went through my mind when he started, when I realized the officer was serious and not just asking us, what have you been smoking? I thought, Jeremy, who have you had in your car lately? Because I started to think, what if there is pot in the car? This is going to be terrible.
I didn't think of that. I don't think I've had anybody in my car that would have like planted something on me.
Then I started thinking something else is, no, this isn't really a joke. You didn't plan this. Now, I'm not saying this, but I'm thinking this in my mind. Is I'm thinking, I'm going to jail. They're going to bring the dog. And they're going to make it smell me, and they're going to say the dog smokes dope on me, and they're going to send me to jail 2 nights before my wedding.
That would have been so awesome.
And I start worrying about this. Like, how long am I going to be in jail? How am I going to explain this to my bride-to-be, to Jenny? How am I going to say, I'm in jail. They found dope on me. I'm in jail. And then the guy comes back with apparently the canine unit, which was his partner.
Yeah, I know. I'm like waiting for a dog. I'm like, we're sitting there. I'm like, no, wait, he doesn't have a canine with him. We have to just sit here and wait for this doggone thing.
Yeah.
And up walks the guy. So, yeah, I guess he was the canine.
He knocks on the other side of the window, sticks his head in, and kind of sniffs us and sniffs me. And
drooled a little.
Yeah. We offered him a little doggy bone.
Which he took as a bribe. That was probably not good.
Oh, yeah. But actually, no, it worked because he went back and he said, I don't smell anything.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Yeah, I'm glad he was there to say that he didn't smell anything in the car. Like, see, I mean, the other guy, you know, I don't know. Maybe he just still had it in his nose from smelling it earlier. I don't know.
Spitting it, maybe.
Spitting it.
Well, then again, I guess you don't spit pot.
See, he could not have asked that question of more absurd people. That didn't come out the way I meant for
We're
it
absurd people.
Oops. Couldn't happen to more absurd people. No. Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I hate it when people say that. Yeah, no. They answer a question and like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no, I know.
Exactly. I hate you.
I know. I mean, wait. I mean, huh? Huh?
Huh? Is that your female voice?
Shut up, no.
Yeah, no.
Listen to you.
So then we go on to... What was your suggestion for the place to eat?
My suggestion?
Yeah.
The Italian place?
Yeah, the Italian job.
The Italian? Yes, well, that's...
And the reason for that is that Jenny hates garlic.
Mm-hmm.
Totally hates garlic. And so you and...
she's not a vampire.
And Joel... No, she likes the vampire. No, wait. Maybe I'm a vampire and she's worried that if she has garlic that I'll fly away. Oh, glory.
Turn into a bat and fly away?
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's what the counts do. Jenny hates garlic. And so you had this great idea that, Daniel, we're going to take you to your last Italian restaurant
ever. Italian hurrah.
Yeah. So you can have your last bit of garlic before you get married, because you'll never be allowed to have garlic again after you're married.
Oh, sure. At this point, I was afraid to even drive through the town. So getting there was interesting, even though it was only a couple of blocks. But we did get there.
You made it a few blocks. Or that's several right. blocks. Yeah.
Yes.
You needed to cool down a little bit.
I did.
So you kind of cooled down. And we go to this Italian place intending to get Italian food.
We rented the place out.
Yeah. It was completely empty. And the waitress was being like all friendly with us and overly friendly.
Yes.
Oh, I have to back up and say that when we were pulled over by the police, I could tell you were frustrated.
Frustrated and tense.
Yeah, and the guy in the back seat wasn't really saying anything. So I wanted to try and help the situation a little by clarifying, like when the guy said, are you guys college students?
Oh, yes.
Or are you going to this local college?
Mike.
All you said was
thanks for asking.
Something like, no.
Yeah.
So I jumped in, I hoping that maybe he would let us off with just a warning. So I jumped in and said, I'm getting married this weekend. These are my groomsmen. We're on our way to just have a little celebration. And I think I might have even said something like non-alcoholic celebration or something
like
that.
He asked if anyone had been drinking.
Yeah, that's right. But that was before I mentioned the wedding. And
like heavily.
Stuff.
No.
So when, and I said this several times, I said it to both people that I was getting married. You guys were my groomsmen. We were in town.
Trying to play a little sympathy card.
I'm getting married to a girl that lives here in this town.
May know your family.
He may know your soul.
Or that. Yes. Yeah. Being from the same town, there may be soul knowledge issues to consider. Absolutely.
It's soul town. Actually, that's not too bad of a description of a local town.
Yeah, it is.
Well, you haven't been to that local other town.
Oh, right. Other town. That other town.
Yeah. So when the officer gives you the ticket, which I was disappointed that he gave you the ticket after all.
Yeah, I was more than a little disappointed too.
He gives you the ticket and then looks over at me and says, and congratulations.
Yeah. I said nothing more. Like, oh. I wouldn't look at him anymore after that.
I think I even said back, thanks. Oh, wait. Like all happy, like, and then realized, oh yeah, that's right. You just gave us a ticket. So anyway, back to the Italian restaurant.
Yes.
It's completely empty.
Yes. And now I have a restroom story.
Oh, okay. Tell it now.
I went to the restroom in this Italian restaurant with nobody in it.
Was there a guy in the stall next to you grunting and saying, man, this stinks?
No, shut up. There was no one in the whole restaurant except staff and us. And as I'm washing my hands before I leave the restroom, the door opens and our waitress walks in. And of course, she was appropriately embarrassed and she just, she was apologetic after it. I'm going, I was just washing my hands. It's okay. She was coming in to clean. She just, even though she knew I was away from the table, for some reason, she didn't remember at that moment that I was in there. It was kind of awkward, but also could have been a lot more awkward somehow.
Well, we kind of made
it. Like if I weren't just washing my hands, I guess.
We kind of made it more awkward by the fact that
yeah.
She was kind of seemed like a little flirty or a little over friendly.
Oh, I thought she was just very. So, I thought she was just having fun because she's at work and they're actually customers.
Oh, maybe. But I kind of tried to give the idea that I'm getting married. This guy's married. But Jeremy's not married.
Yeah, so maybe I thought you guys needed to maybe be punished. She was at least. Well, I don't want to guess her age too much. She was a lot older than me. Not a lot, but enough.
Like walking around with a walker. I am here to take your food order.
Yeah, no.
I hate you. Jeremy, this is the ramen noodle, and I hate you. We're at an expensive Italian restaurant. A little bit more expensive than we had planned.
Well, particularly since the cop had just stolen my money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we went to this Italian restaurant specifically with the intention of getting Italian mm-hmm. food.
Oh,
and
yeah,
garlic
I was gonna splurge.
Type stuff.
Took food out of my mouth.
Yeah. He took the food right out of my...
No, seriously, I was eating a sandwich on the way to dinner, and he just took it right out of my mouth.
And said, this smells like pot.
Pot roast? Yes. It's even smoked.
We've been smoking the pot roast. And what do we buy at the fancy Italian restaurant?
What any self-respecting, budget-conscious person who was just mistaken for a college student on drugs buys at an Italian restaurant.
Whoa. Burgers?
Yep. They were half the price.
Yeah. But still, we went to a fancy restaurant for a fancy meal to get my last bit of garlic, and we all bought burgers.
Indeed, we did. It was... a moment stories are made of.
Yeah.
Like this one right here.
Yeah. And then the restaurant closed on us. They started turning off the lights and kind of made the atmosphere a little bit more romantic, which is bad because there was a bunch of guys there.
What? I was distracted by a chat room.
Yeah, you do that sometimes. So then we went to Walmart.
Yes, we did.
And a lot of hilarious things happened at Walmart. But, you know, like they say, what happens in Walmart stays in Walmart.
That's right. That is what they say.
Yeah. What else? Let's see. Oh,
we also hung out at McDonald's.
Yeah, until they closed on
That's
us.
That's right.
Too. And then we went back to Walmart.
We tried to close Walmart, but you know they're 24 hours?
Yeah.
It's hard to do.
So we would have had to stay there until like Christmas.
Yeah.
Although I don't think Walmart
Maybe Thanksgiving.
Even closes on Christmas.
I think they do.
Okay.
Maybe.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
I hate me. No. Yeah, no.
Yikes.
Well, why don't you tell us then your little trip on... What was it?
I said I'm not tripping.
Or Thursday. Thursday. Oh. It was before you got on the drugs and had the pot.
Oh, yes. That's right. Being in the Cincinnati area, we're not exactly close to the ocean. I am from...
You couldn't tell.
You know, unless there's like a, you know, catastrophic disaster on the entire eastern third or so.
I think
of
one
the
is
country.
Scheduled for the day after tomorrow.
Nice. I grew up on the West Coast, and I had never been to the Atlantic coast or seen the Atlantic Ocean in person. And so I thought, we're only going to be a couple hours from the beach. I need to make sure I get over there because it would just be stupid to drive most of the day. And
it would be stupid to drive.
It would be stupid
when you're smoking
drive.
Pot.
Shut up.
Roast in the back seat.
Yeah, no.
I hate you.
Yeah. So Joel and I had taken the mobile office down there on Wednesday, and this was Thursday, and we wanted to go to the beach, but we got a late start and we wanted to come back for the bachelor party-esque. And so basically we ended up with about an hour and a half on the beach. It was worth it still, but we were only there for an hour and a half. And I forget what the name of the hurricane was, but it was quickly approaching. It wasn't really going to hit that area, but it was hitting nearish enough that they weren't letting people swim. And when we pulled up the radar on our phones for the weather, it was quite a nice sight. Maybe I'll post the picture in the show notes, because there's the little blue dot showing our GPS location. And if you zoomed out, there was this big, gigantic hurricane headed right at us. I'm like, I picked a great day as my first visit to the Atlantic coast.
And they said, man, even the sharks aren't swimming in our beaches. We don't think the people should be swimming either.
Did they say that?
I don't know. That's the way they do it out there in local town.
They make sure the sharks are there before they let people in the water.
Yeah, they judged if the water is swimmable by if the sharks are swimming there, too.
They only let the surfers out when the sharks have eaten a couple of small people.
Yeah, just to make sure their appetites are filled, you know. Like, yeah. Never play with a hungry snake. You always want to play with a satisfied snake.
Because they're actually trying to eat you when they bite and not defend themselves?
Yeah. Right? Because that's what Jaws was all about. This thing, like, eats boats. That's why they needed a bigger boat.
Snakes and sharks are directly comparable.
Maybe in your little world. But you know what? In our little world, it's time to wrap up.
Aww.
Yeah.
Like a wedding gift?
Yeah. Aww. Like a wedding gift. Which, speaking of wedding gift, I've been having fun with the gift that I got for the bachelors. Yes. Or not the bachelors. The
bachelors. The bachelors.
The groomsmen.
I was the only bachelor in the entire set of groomsmen. Well,
and my ring bearer was a bachelor.
Well, I was going to say, but he's what? 8? 10?
10. Yeah, no. I don't know.
And he says, people know me as the guy with the pocket watch.
Yeah, he's carrying this little... Yep,
that's how people recognize you and set you apart from the rest of us.
So follow the guy with the pocket watch on Twitter. That's my little brother. I gave as presents to all of the groomsmen buckyballs.
Yes, indeed.
And kept 2 sets for myself.
Who knew magnets could be so addictive?
Yeah. Magnetic balls are so addictive.
That's right.
And playing with them and such. And now I've got multiple sets that I've kept for myself and sent other stuff to the groomsmen and stuff.
And when you get really bored at work, you just lay them on somebody's laptop.
Yeah, that does really fun things. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, I don't know what happened to that project. I'm going to need some more time. It just kind of melted.
You're creating job security for the IT department. They're replacing hard drives left and right. Yeah.
And RAM and other things.
And people's colons because they swallow them.
Yeah. Which, that's a story for a different time.
A different time.
Yeah, because if you swallow buckyballs, they might like stick in your butt or something.
Wow, not like, what I thought you were going to say. Wait, and not,
that didn't sound right.
No.
It sounded clean in my head.
Yes.
I've said that before. All right, let's wrap it up. No bachelor boot camp, no noodleism, no voicemail, none of that. But there is stuff to share. And certainly you have stories to share with us and funny things. And especially we're looking for people to be a part of our theme song. So please email your feedback, or also email to let us know if you'd like to help with this theme song. Send that feedback or your volunteerism to feedback@noodle.mx. That's feedback@noodle.mx. You can also leave a comment on the show notes over at theramennoodle.com/50. Or you can, what else? Where else?
You can call. Send us smoke signals because we're watching.
It'll be a while. Call 859-353-4332. And if you want to hire me to do any kind of design or production services for you, like design cover art for your podcast, you can send your correspondence to any of those same things.
Correspondence.
Yes. And so, Jeremy, where can people follow you on Twitter?
Twitter.com/Phlegon, Phlegon. And could you design a diaper for my monkey? I'm going to hire you. It's for pay.
You have a message that deserves to look great, and you want that message wrapped in a diaper?
No, you said, I thought your company was versatile. Never mind.
You have monkey poop that deserves to look great. So make your next monkey poop look or sound great by hiring T. Joseph Design. Hire me to design your monkey poop for you. Or you can do it yourself.
Okay.
Follow me on twitter.com/theramennoodle. Hey, by the way, Also leave us some comments in iTunes and 5-star reviews and stuff, and tell some other people about the podcast, because we want to be the number one clean comedy podcast now that others have passed.
But blah, blah.
Yeah.
Blah, blah.
Sort of passed.
The baton to us.
Yeah. Next time.
Yeah, no.
Life makes you feel like an amateur. Remember to keep laughing, because you are not the only one. Thanks for listening. Boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, chicka boom, 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 chicka boom, chicka boom, 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 chicka boom, 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 seriously.
I couldn't remember what I was doing earlier.
We're that desperate for your help. We've got the theme song, but we want your help to finish it.
Find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.
Cleancast! Welcome to season 3, everybody.
Yeah.
Not of Cleancast, of the ramen noodle.
Season 3-ish.
Stop that recording!